702.
Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane.
Live, online,
smartphones,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7 and 106 FM.
8:35 on the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. Thanks so much to Michael Pedro for that sports update. We'll hear more from Michael at 9:30, of course, as he brings us sports updates at the bottom of every hour. Time now to focus on what is happening in the arts. And our first conversation in that regard is the Aspire Art Joburg. Aspire's exhibition auction wraps up 2022. And for the final auction of the year, they're going to be hosting an exhibition that offers the public a showcase of work from a diverse range of SA South African artists across modern and contemporary periods. The exhibition will be open to the public from the 25th of November, running until the 30th. And as I said, featuring that range of modern contemporary artists, but a spotlight on three specific seminal artists: Irma Stern, who we spoke a little bit about last weekend, as well as William Kentridge, and of course, internationally renowned Zanele Moholi. Joining me on the line right now is the MD of Aspire Art Joburg Auction Company, Ruark Peffers. Thank you so much for your time, Ruark. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast. Thanks for making the time.
Morning. Thank you.
It's such a pleasure to have you on. Always enjoy talking art and learning more about art, and of course, our own local artists as well. Talk to us about Aspire Art and what it is that you do as a company.
So we are an auction house, and our focus is very much African and Pan-African modern and contemporary art. And in the final auction that we have of the year, as you described, the exhibition of which opens at the end of this week, we have a particularly interesting selection, which includes a body of work by William Kentridge. Mm-hmm. As I imagine everybody knows, he's currently having a show at the Royal Academy in London. He is the first African artist ever to get that accolade, to ever have a solo presentation at the Royal Academy. And then he also opens soon at the Broad Gallery, at the Broad Museum in Los Angeles. So William is enjoying the absolute height of his fame. I mean, he was already huge. But I think now he's really been cemented as one of the most seminal global contemporary artists, really, of the age.
And Ruark, I'm going to ask you to just sort of expand. First of all, tell us about William Kentridge's his style, his approach to his art, and I guess the sort of abiding themes that we tend to find in his artwork, and of course his medium. You know, I don't want to assume that everybody knows who and what we're talking about, but of course, yes, William Kentridge, of course, being also internationally renowned, celebrated, and one of our standout artists of contemporary South African art.
Yeah. Well, I mean, William really, he was always, I think, his first love and always his initial medium was printmaking. But it was very much the series of films that he made early in his career that really kind of cemented his legacy and cemented his fame as one of the most compelling artists. And that was the process by which he would essentially do charcoal drawings, and he'd have a camera set up at the end of the studio, and he'd draw for a little bit, then walk across the room and take a photograph, and then walk back and draw more. And he'd essentially work up and then work down on the same sheet of paper and photograph it many times over, and then out of that he would make a film. And initially it was 5 films, and then that became 9 films, and now he's on the 11th and 12th film. And they really talk about his identity, you know, coming from a background of essentially white privilege in a very difficult socio-political environment in this country. He spoke very eruditely and very insightfully about the condition of being a South African at that time, in the 90s when everything was changing.
And you've also featuring, this auction is featuring the work of another very important South African artist, and that is Irma Stern. I mentioned the fact that we touched a bit on her sort of work and her legacy last week in another conversation around an exhibition that's currently on at the Joburg Contemporary Art Gallery, but
foundation,
give us a sense once again of Irma Stern's place in the South African art landscape.
So for a long time, Irma Stern has had the accolade of being the most valuable South African artist. That title today is being a little bit contended for by other great South Africans such as Marlene Duba. Lisa Bryce also achieved a staggering sum in an auction recently, as well as William Kentridge. But I always think that's a bit of a reduction to just really talk about things in numerical terms. I think Irma Stern made a significant contribution to painting in South Africa. Early in her career, she was very much influenced by German Expressionism. She was a very expressionist painter. And I think for the first part of her career, she was largely derided by the art community, and they really only came around to the virtue and the quality of her work when she was, you know, quite a lot further on in her career. But she very famously traveled. She was quite something. In fact, she used to travel by herself, and she did two trips to the Congo. She did two trips to Zanzibar. She used to go up to Madeira. She used to travel Africa quite extensively and make some of the most spectacular work of her career on those trips. And, you know, for a 1950s woman from South Africa traveling the continent alone, I think was very progressive. And indeed, she used to go around and, in one form or another, document the people that she encountered.
You've mentioned something quite interesting, that at some point she faced a lot of derision from, you know, her colleagues and contemporaries. What does it take, or you know, where does a value and appreciation essentially come from in the art world, right? You have your style, you have your interest as an artist, but who decides whether or not your work is interesting, worthwhile, or valuable?
Well, I guess that's the ultimate question, isn't it?
Sure.
But I think, look, I think affirmation comes from a lot of places, but I think really probably the most significant signifier of that would be when major international institutions start to acquire your work into their collection. And I think once that starts to happen, it's really the almost global stamp of approval that the most significant tastemakers in the industry are appreciating and regarding your work. And once they, you know, the curators and the museum directors of the big museums around the world, I think they really, in a lot of ways, are the thought leaders and the ones who have probably, you know, if you had to identify any one particular group who has the most influence, I would probably think it's them.
Yeah. I guess the task or the ability to get to be galleried as an artist, or in fact to be, you know, to have an agent and representation, what does that look like, especially in our context? Is it always necessary to aspire to these things if you want to make it as an artist?
Look, there's two schools of thought. Some people, there's a community of artists in Johannesburg specifically who don't feel that way and who have decided to go the other route. But typically, I mean, certainly if you look historically, gallery representation is incredibly important, you know, because as an artist, your job is to make art. There's a huge amount of other work in the form of logistics, you know, preparing catalogs, liaising with media, planning exhibitions, venues, all sorts of other additional things that is a full-time job in its own right. And, you know, if you look at the top galleries in South Africa, we're really spoiled. We have some incredible galleries here. And if you look at the work that things like Goodman Gallery, Stevenson, Blank Projects, those types of galleries really do a huge amount in the process of building the brand of their artists, because they take them across, they take them around the world, they go to different fairs, they ensure that they get into biennales, they ensure that they're part of important group exhibitions that really raise the profile of the artist, raise the brand, and, you know, thereby raise the value.
Absolutely. Okay, we're on to our final artist in this exhibition, and that is Zanele Moholi, who, sure, how do you begin to describe Zanele? She's a visual, I guess, activist, yeah, you could call her that. Yeah. And her mediums are photography and video and installation. Just give us a sense of Zanele and, I guess, the sort of themes that she tends to explore in her portraiture and her photography.
So Zanele's pronoun is them, they. So
I wasn't aware of that.
They are one of the most significant artists from this country, from this continent. I mean, I think it's hugely exciting to have such a significant presentation of William Kentridge's work, but to be accompanied by two absolutely exquisite photographs by Zanele, plus a new body of work that they've started in the form of a sculpture is just extremely exciting for us.
Yeah.
You know, what they've done for art from this country, for photography, for the LGBT movement, it's just incredible. And I think the works need to be seen themselves to really appreciate how beautiful they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage everybody listening to come and have a look. The exhibition's at 32 Bolton Road. It opens at the end of the week, and everybody is very welcome to come and see.
Exhibition opens on the 25th, and then the actual auction is on the 30th of November. Just if you could give us a sense of, you know, how exhibitions of this nature do also take place. Is there a sort of pre-vetting of people that will be bidding, etc.? How do these art exhibitions, in fact, go?
So we have a little bit of a barrier to entry in people's minds, which is unfortunate and something we are always trying to dismantle.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people think of the gallery and the auction house space as something that's, you know, very elitist and, you know, very much not for the masses, which is absolutely not the case.
Mm-hmm.
So our gallery is open to the public. You are welcome to come in, have a cup of coffee, have a chat. We would be delighted to discuss any of the work with anybody who comes in. The exhibition stays open for 5 days, and then it's followed by the auction, which is on the evening of Wednesday the 30th. And again, it's open to the public. If anybody sees anything that they like, they're very welcome to bid on it, you know, in the hope that they can win it.
Fantastic stuff. Roark Peffers is the MD of Aspire Art Joburg Auction Company.